Australian academics say they've been forced to stretch the truth to try to secure funding. They've told British researchers the language they've used in grant applications has at times led to exaggeration or embellishment. The revelations are included in a study of a relatively new system where academics forecast the impact of their research when they apply for funding. The scientists say it's a result of intense pressure for limited grant funds. Tom Nightingale reports.
Sensationalism, exaggeration, and even lying. 25 Australian academics have told how they struggle to be accurate when a grant application asks them to predict the impact of their project.
It's virtually impossible to write one of these grants and be fully frank and honest in what it is you're writing about.
I don't know what you're supposed to say. Something like, I'm Columbus, I'm going to discover the West Indies.
It's really virtually impossible to write an Australian Research Council grant without lying, and this is the kind of issue they should be looking at.
The research has been co-authored by Dr. Richard Watermeyer from Britain's University of Bath.
Has the research funding process lost its integrity? No, it hasn't, but I think there are issues within it that need to be further discussed.
The study is based on 50 interviews of unnamed academics in Australia and Britain. The exaggeration or embellishment is blamed on intense competition for funding.
Being forced to embellish and forced to kind of dramatise, shall we say. Because there was, in most cases, no real sense of what the impact is going to be.
The head of the Australian Research Council is Professor Aidan Byrne. He says a small number of proposals do go too far, but most are accurate and all are heavily examined.
The proposals are reviewed by experts who do have a really good and sharp sense of what's plausible and what's implausible and what's fictitious and what's not. So if someone who was to make an outrageous claim about the potential impact of those research or their research, the reviewing process would not respond well to that either, and the research proposal would be deemed as implausible or unlikely and not get a lot of support and inevitably not get funded.
Every year, the Australian Research Council funds more than $700 million worth of projects. Aidan Byrne says he completely rejects any claim scientists have to lie to have a project funded.
For some people, it is an embellishment to make a prediction into the future that you can't predict reliably. And predicting the impact of, or the potential impact of your research is a speculation. And we understand it is a speculation. And many researchers find that very uncomfortable because we are actually asking people to speculate. That's not asking people to lie. That's actually asking people to make a projection into the future that if this research project was successful, what are the potential impacts of that research? Now, that's a speculation, yes, but it's not a lie. And there's a very different distinction between those two things.
The research has been published in the journal Studies in Higher Education.
Tom Nightingale.